Great blessing and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Guys, welcome to episode.
Well, day two. Wow.
No, that's fine. We're going to go straight into that. I didn't know. Nobody told me, man. Hey, let's do that.
It autoplayed.
Okay, let's go into autoplay. Let's do it.
Okay, guys, welcome to day three. And day three is a blast day for us. Guys, I am here because it's a really big part of my bucket list to actually go to the Museum of the Bible. Are you kidding me?
What episode is this, guys?
Get your ass.
Been telling everybody on TV for the past couple of years that the movie Sound of Freedom was a lot like the book Uncle Tom's Cabin. Once it came into society and people started reading it, they went, can you believe that this is going on all around us? We never said anything. We never did anything. Man, I never imagined I would actually see one of the real books. A cultural catalyst. First Samuel 25. Wow, just got through checking out the Gutenberg Press. And then this lady actually gave us one of those. Incredible. So grateful to have the Word of God. Wow. All right, so coming out of the Museum of the Bible, killer cool. And now we're on to the next thing, and I can't wait to show you. I got so many things to tell you about the Museum of the Bible, but we're gonna go back to the next thing, and we're probably gonna catch some Palestinian protesters. Police everywhere. Benjamin Netanyahu is showing up just right down from where we're at right now. And buses are here from all over the place where they bust in all of these protesters. Of all these people converged together, in the spirit of the mob, in the woke spirit that it actually is. And I want to tell you, it's important for the church to be in church and for godly people to go, no, I think we're good because Christ in me is the hope of glory.
It's really sad, the ignorance that people have and the worldview that they have that's so small. They think they know something and they really don't have any idea of really what they're standing for or standing against.
We're actually having to leave here because we have armed guards with us, and these guys are actually permitted, and we're not allowed to have a firearm within 1,000 feet. Well, it's the end of day three, and it was a little bit eventful. I mean, you know, it started off with red carpet event out at the Bible Museum, and then it had to do with walking through Palestinian protesters and the mess that descended upon DC, and then telling everybody about everything that had happened through one of the best Pulse podcasts that we've ever done. And don't forget, guys, we've also rescued a ton of kids this week. Thank you so much for being a great big part of it.
Wow.
Well, am I allowed to talk now? Is there going to be like a video that starts? Am I good, you think?
Yes, sir.
You're good. Okay, yes. Right on. Well, hello, everybody. Blessing and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Welcome, guys. Troy Brewer here coming at you strong from the studios at Open Door Church. Episode number 59 of The Pulse. And joining me here today is my good friend and my boy, Brother Benjamin Allen Brewer. How are you, son?
I do as well, Lord.
It's so good to see you. Yes, it is. Directly across from you is Miss Rebecca.
Hi, sir. Hi, Pastor.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Having a wonderful day.
And then, of course, directly across from me is Miss Connie. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Man, listen, we're going to have a great time today. We got
so much
stuff.
It's going to be a good one.
To talk about, guys. So much stuff. And guys,
so much has happened.
So much has happened. I mean, the news cycle is so hard to keep up with. I mean, there's so much news. And that's on purpose, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, the world wants us to already forget the assassination attempt of President Trump. I'm not going to forget it.
Nope.
I'm not going to forget him. We're going to talk about censorship. We're going to talk about those kinds of things today. we're going to talk about being the hands and the feet of King Jesus and having the voice of King Jesus in the midst of a very difficult time to do so. And guys, I want to welcome you here today. If y'all would please do what you're supposed to do, if you'd please let me know where you're at, like my good friend Lee from Jackson, Tennessee, which I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago, I had to have an emergency landing in a small plane that I was there. And we landed as recently in Jackson, Tennessee. So, listen, what was bad was I was listening to Freebird, and I was like, turn that off, because the plane started having problems. So I was like, we're not listening to any Lynyrd Skynyrd songs.
Anymore.
I'm done.
Add you.
Anyway, it all worked out. It was all just fine. So, anyway, but then also Whitney is in Van, Texas. Kelly is from Pensacola, Florida. And then Identity Bible Blueprint is from California.
We got New Jersey, Priscilla. We got Wendell from Florida.
We got old Nazir Dragon Ash from Louisiana.
Okay.
Parts unknown.
Okay. Wait, wow. Cheryl Lohner from Michigan. She's watching. Madeline Keys from Alabama. Susan Kerr from Kansas. And Beatrice Alvarez from Aledo, Texas.
So, yeah. So, guys, we have all these people joining us. And, of course, we have our whole ODX family and all of our Stage 2 and Stage 3 partners that's at ODX. And if you're like, well, we don't know why you do that. It's because we don't want to be censored, and we want to be able to deliver the gospel of Jesus Christ. We want to be able to tell you the truth. And a lot of times, social media platforms do not like that. So if you have not yet joined us, go to Stage 2 or Stage 3, and then, or you can just be on Stage 1 at ODX. But there will be a time that we're going to go behind the veil today. And whenever we go behind the veil, it's exclusively for people at ODX.TV, Stage 2, Stage 3 people. And if you're there, guys, we're going to talk about the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about the golden calf that's at the Olympics. And we're going to talk about that. And it's going to be a fun conversation. It's a sickening conversation, but it's one we still have fun with. Because I'm telling you, you haven't seen the Olympics until you've seen a demonic Smurf.
That's right.
And then the Olympics. And so those amazing, talented people that got up there and blasphemed Jesus, they have no talents whatsoever except for to blaspheme. Meanwhile, the most talented people, the most talented athletes in the world had to stand there and had to be opened up by that. Okay, I need to stop, because we're going to do all that behind the veil. Right on. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go and we're going to actually watch that. We're going to talk about the golden calf, which is a really big deal. We're going to talk about the child that was in the midst of those demoniacs. We're going to talk about all those kinds of things. And you're going to want to find us at ODX.TV.
Do you know who's in the ODX chat right now?
Who?
Your boy, George.
Oh, really? Oh, hey, George. Awesome.
Yeah. He said, hello, Papa T, and hello, Munene Munene.
Okay. Well,
Munene Munene. Yeah.
They call him Munene Munene.
What does that mean again?
It means the fattest
fat person you've
ever seen. I'm sorry. I thought.
That's what it actually means.
It's a big compliment over there.
He loves so it. Ben's not supposed to love that, but he actually.
I think it's great.
Wow. Ben's not supposed to love that, but he actually does that. So anyway, guys, it's good to see you, George. I love you, buddy, and I miss you. And I will be with you in the month of September, and we're going to be back in Uganda and doing our work there. All right.
Hey, Pastor, so people have already spotted it in the chat, but can you talk about what's in your hand?
What is in my hand over here is too? Our brand spanking new study guide, and I think it's the best one we've ever come out with, because it's on my sermon series, Angels, Demons, and Nephilim. Wow. And guys, this is such a great subject. You know that we've had over, just on Facebook, we've had over 5,000 or 6,000 viewers yesterday. Yes, sir. Everybody wants to know about this subject. I got a lot to say about it, and I got a brand new book and a brand new study guide, Angels, Demons, and Nephilim. We also have the CD set. We also have the DVD set. And there's a whole bundle of all these things where you can actually watch the video and do the study guide with it. And you can find all those at odx.tv is where you can find that. Or you can call us at 877-413-0888. Ms. Rebecca, you have something else you want to say about that?
Yeah, that last night was powerful. Honestly, I was just blown away, and it's something that needs to be brought to the light.
Well,
not a lot of people talk about Nephilim. I mean, me and my husband, we've been doing ministry for a while, and I think you're like one of the first pastors that we know that comes out and talks about that. No one talks about that.
Well, in everybody else's defense, a lot of people are talking about it now, but it's a recent revelation.
Correct. Yes.
It was actually locked up, and man, my allergies are so bad.
You have water right here.
Water.
Yeah, I see it. But man, my nose is all clogged up. Dadgum Texas, man.
Yeah, pollen's pretty high right now.
Dadgum Texas is so brutal sometimes. But yeah, man, it was an ancient revelations all through the Word of God, but then it was like closed up for a long time. The Lord is unlocking all of these seals. And these things are being revealed.
Yes, sir.
And I want to just tell you this. Today, I want to talk to all of my third stage viewers. Mm-hmm. Third stage. And so many of you guys. And I love y'all so much, and I'm so grateful for it. Today at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'm going to do an exclusive third stage where you and I can chat back and forth. The chat room will be up. I'm going to be talking about Numbers chapter 13 and Numbers chapter 14. And we're talking about the iron bed of Og. And we are, man. We're going to go through all this. We're going to be talking about Nephilim sex magic. Yeah, that's going to be today at 6 p.m. exclusive to my third stage viewers. I haven't done anything special for y'all in a long time, and I want to start doing something for y'all every single week. Mm-hmm. I'm fixing to start doing all that, and we got a whole bunch of fun stuff planned. I've been telling y'all that. And also, too, it's not just for our third stage members, but also for our lifetime members. Mm-hmm. Join me tonight at 6 p.m. as we go through this. And I'm going to give you my own personal reference on it. And it's going to be a good time.
So really awesome. Quick, what's okay. the thing that you're most excited to talk, like touch on mm-hmm. from that study that you
That's did? That's a great question. Mm-hmm. So number one, the posture of people that enter into the promised land, the posture mm-hmm. of people that do not receive the inheritance. Excuse me. The taking on of Og and fighting the giants. The whole reason they didn't go into the promised land was because they didn't want to fight the giants. They never got the option not to fight the giants. They had the option to receive the inheritance.
That to me is one of the most powerful things that you've preached about. And I've never heard anyone talk about that. It's like they didn't get out of fighting. The thing that they were most afraid of, they did not get out of confronting. Wow. They just didn't get to enter into the promise.
Wow. Yeah. And then that's a really big deal. And we're going to discuss all that. I mean, I just got through having a pastor's meeting just a few minutes ago, and mm-hmm. we talked about these principles, and wow. we went through it. And I also filmed what do we call that? What pastors need to know?
Pastors need to know.
Is that what that's called, mm-hmm. Ben?
Yes. What pastors need to know, or pastor's mm-hmm. corner.
Okay. Well, which is it? Pastor's corner or what pastors need to know?
Pastors need to know.
Okay. So mm-hmm. if you guys go to odx.tv, and watch what pastors need to know. We upload to that every week. And here in just a second, Ben will tell you about the new things that we mm-hmm. just uploaded. But I just got through filming on that. And I mean, we had a great move of God. We were in there for an hour, and there was a great move of God that happened in there. And the whole discussion of how to step up, why we don't. Dude, I'm looking at that honey bun you got over there.
Do you want it? There's a bunch at the call center.
The Bible says you have to give 10% of this to me. That's what the 10%. Bible says. Just teasing here. It's your honey bun. I'm not going to eat that. So anyway, man, the bottom line is that there's that. And then there's Og. Mm-hmm. And Og is a big deal. Bashan is a big deal. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then, of course, his Nephilim sex bed.
Yeah.
Like, what? Why? What are you talking about? You'll find out.
Tonight.
And guys, tonight, mm-hmm. if you are stage three, I got something exclusive for you. And if I can also say this too, I got something so exclusive for you guys. All of my stage three level partners, if you're at stage three, or if you're a lifetime member at odx.tv, I also include all of our conferences mm-hmm. for you guys. And here coming up in about a month, we are going to have an incredible concert here. Mm-hmm. And this concert is going to be amazing. It is a ticketed event. It is a $30 ticket to come to this Big Monster Conference. Unless you're third stage, I'm going to give it to you guys free because you guys already partnered with us. So I know that you know something about that concert.
Yeah, so we have Rita Springer coming.
She is
known as the mother of worship. And what that means is a lot of right now, like worshipers that are big, they are under her mantle. So she's doing things with a bunch of worship Bethel, a lot of people. So she's coming, and Anna Golden is one of her children that she has under her cover, like kind of we are under your cover, Pastor Troy, correct? Mm-hmm. So she is a mother of worship. So we are so excited. Anna Golden, Rita Springer, in September, we're going to have a concert. And if, like he said, third stage partners will be able to see it online for free. Well, because you're one of our partners.
Right on. So guys, be looking forward to mm-hmm. watching that conference and watching that.
It's going
to
be awesome.
Not only a conference, which is free to everybody, but the actual concert, which is a ticketed mm-hmm. event, is coming free to you because you're a third stage partner. And it's going to be a hootin' mm-hmm. nanny.
We're
it's
ready. Gonna really good. It's going to be awesome.
A hootin' nanny. All right. Very, very, very good. Well, let's go ahead and start talking about this because we're already into mm-hmm. a whole bunch of things, but I just got back from Washington, D.C.
Yeah, we started off with the day three video.
That was so good.
Yeah, all of those videos are found across our social media, mm-hmm. or I suppose you can find them at, all three of them at odx.tv.
Correct. That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Ben, we just loaded up a ton of stuff over there.
Oh, man, we've uploaded a lot.
Well, yeah, because so I'm putting out a lot.
You've been in okay.
Yeah, I did.
You know, it's
I
the
did,
rest of us.
I did
work.
Nine television shows.
Yes, sir.
Last week I did nine TV shows and podcasts when I was in DC, plus speaking everywhere that mm-hmm. I was at. And so, and you guys have been faithful to find those things no matter mm-hmm. where I was speaking at, and then gather those things and put them on there so that ODX is a one-stop shop.
Correct. That's correct. So some of them haven't aired yet, so they're not on ODX just yet. I'll talk about that more later, but as soon as they do come out, we will be putting them up on ODX. But the ones we do have right now on ODX is the interview you did with Alan Didio. That was a really good one.
Yes. Alan Didio. That interview was good.
Encounter.
That was good. Encounter today. Mm-hmm. Right on.
And then if you actually go to ODX and you go check out the Redemption DC road trip, mm-hmm. there's actually three different videos you can watch under there right now. One of which is Alan's video I was just talking about. There's the DC Day 2 recap, and there's a DC Day 1 recap. Mm-hmm. The DC Day 3 will be up by the end of the day today. We are waiting to show you guys first on here before mm-hmm. we uploaded it, but it will be up there soon. Another few things we've done recently for Third Stage members exclusively, we have done Pastor Troy and Pastor David Whittington actually did mm-hmm. A little thing for y'all at Redemption Ranch a few weeks ago, or last week, mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, somewhere in there.
Correct.
So live from Redemption Ranch with Pastor David, mm-hmm. right? And then I actually preached at his church.
I was about to get to that, yeah.
In Maryland,
yes,
right?
That was awesome.
So you can see the difference of him being out at Redemption Ranch and the difference of him being in Annapolis, Maryland. Wow. And that is actually Redemption House. That's the name of his church. And so we have that actually already uploaded?
We do.
Yeah.
That's good. That was a great service.
On the recent tab, yeah.
And yeah. I got a message
I got a message
that day 4 will be up today from your recap from Washington.
Okay, outstanding.
So there you go.
Perfect. So guys, you guys want to go to odx.tv and you want to find all this. We're doing all this for you. We're putting it all there, and there it all is.
Mm-hmm. We also have the Sunday sermon that you did this past Sunday. And we also, guys, if you missed Pastor Brian Schwartz, he actually preached on Wednesday, and man, he did a phenomenal job. So we also have that on there too. So be sure and go check that out.
That was so good.
Okay. So Miss Connie, last week when I was in Washington, DC, at the time that I was there, I was speaking there at the International Summit Against Human Trafficking all over the world. My phone was ringing from our teams all over the planet Earth. We rescued 6 kids last week, which is amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
And we had the same exact time. Our teams are calling us from all over the world saying this, that. And then I was a part of all these controversial subjects. And a big part of it was we had the pro-Palestinian protesters came in. Mm. And guys, I want to just tell y'all, it was no joke. It was no joke. And we will go through all of that. Also, this lady by the name of Cheadle, which is a very prophetic name. So it's a guy you talk about Cheadle is a good name for that lady. The bottom line is she was in the same house that I was in. She was right on the other side of the wall that I was on. And she was saying, no, she wasn't going to resign. She takes full responsibility, but she thinks she did a good job. And we saw that entire mess. Wow. And I mean, the whole thing unfold. And what they all expect is for everybody to be intimidated and not to actually question what they do or what they don't do.
Right. And I watched the hearing and she was saying, oh, well, the investigation will be done in 60 days. 60 days. She had no answers at the hearing. And one of the big things was she had come out and said that, you know, the buck stops with me, but she wasn't willing to take responsibility. She couldn't answer any questions. Wow. She would refer everything to the FBI and say, well, it's an ongoing investigation, so the FBI can answer that question. I can't. Even though with further questioning, mm-hmm. it was found that she knew the answers to all those questions. The FBI had already told her. She just wasn't willing to share them with Congress.
What they're planning on, Connie, is, okay, we're going to hold it off and we're not going to let the lid off and let the news cycle change. Mm-mm. That way we will not be held accountable. Everybody will just forget it. And by the way, we're going to let this be in the news cycle, that be in the news cycle, that be in the news cycle, that be in the news cycle, including... On the same day that that was happening, mm-hmm. these jokers bust in over 10,000 clowns of the septic tank of our society into Washington, D.C. Yeah. And I saw them. I was there, and we were in the park. So this is a room that I was in, and this was like a holy place, right? It was incredible.
So if you look, you can actually see Mario up there.
Oh, I see.
That's Mario.
Oh,
I saw that earlier.
Mario.
Hi.
Okay, so in order to get in this room, you have to have unbelievable all kinds of security.
Oh.
It's crazy, the kind of the security level in uh-huh. order to get into this building on Capitol Hill.
It's beautiful.
Now, we spoke down that hall, and we were on the second story, and we were down the hall. Okay, after we left there, an hour after that, all of these guys came in. Security didn't stop them at all. Nobody questioned them whatsoever. The DC police just gave them a green card to spray paint whatever they wanted to, say vulgar words, do incredible things, burn American flags, burn images of Jewish people, and spread their filth. Now, again, the rules only apply to American citizens. It's just like flying on an airplane. Mm-hmm. Listen, man, you get on an airplane, you got to go through all kinds of security. Mm-hmm. Unless, of course, you've come across the border for free. Mm-hmm. And you broke into our country and they just put you on. You don't got to have an ID. You don't have anything. Mm-hmm. This thing is so well organized. It is so well organized. And I was blown away at the level of organization because I promise you, it's not these clowns that are organized. They're just the picture of chaos. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're all guys in their 20s and 30s that still live with their mamas. They are. I'm talking about a pathetic form of our society. They partner with demons. They love anything that is vulgar. They will say anything that is vulgar. They will destroy anything that is beautiful. And they are so well funded. I bet there was 150 buses that bust these guys in.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay, so to rent a bus of that size, guys, we have looked into this. To rent a bus of that size and to move it more than 100 miles is about $7,000. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. They had over 150 buses. They all had matching clothes. And then when they got off the buses, there were other vehicles that pulled up that had trailers that had Palestinian flags in it. That had all
come ready. Don't worry. Yeah, we'll supply you.
All you got to do is get out there and tear up stuff and threaten people. That's all you got to do. So I've seen
Look at what happened with January 6th, and that's supposed to be, you know, the conservatives.
The great insurrection. Yeah. There wasn't a single gun. There wasn't anything spray painted. There wasn't any of that. The great insurrection, right?
Wow.
Where there wasn't a single gun involved. Mm-hmm. There was doors opened by authorities to let everybody in. And these doors were also opened by the authorities to let these clowns in and to run everybody else off. We were looking for Christians just to stand with them, to huddle with them. A good friend of mine who was there with us, he found a group of about 10 Christians or 10 Jewish people holding up Israel. And he stood there with them, turned on his phone and said, well, here we go. And it's, you know, 10 people against 10,000 people. And the police will not help you. They will not help you. And they clear out. They let everybody in. They directed the traffic for all the buses to come in. And then they left. So I saw it with my own two eyes. It's not a conspiracy theory. This is what they do. And they went straight into the Capitol buildings and nobody stopped them.
And will you tell about the permit that they had? Like, especially with the police just leaving and ditching and you're left to your own devices.
Yeah. So we just come out of the Bible Museum. And once we got out there, I was out there with Leanna. I was out there with Shay Wilbur. Mm-hmm. And so we have a brand new media director. Her name is Shay Wilbur. And she's about as Jewish as you can get. Okay. She is a Jewish girl. Now, she is Paul Wilbur's daughter-in-law. Mm-hmm. Okay. And she's married to Joel Wilbur. And she's over all of our meeting now. So she comes in, she's out there, and she's got all of her jewelry on, and she's got all this pro-Israel stuff on. And she's standing out there, and she's a hobbit. Mm-hmm. She's a little bitty thing. And she's out there going, I stand with Israel. I stand with Israel. Mm-hmm. While these people were saying, death to Israel, death to the Jews. I mean, and she was standing out there. Well, Leanna was standing next to her, and I'm standing there next to her. And Ben's out there. We're all out there, and we're just kind of watching this thing. Our mouth is open, and we're just like, wow, okay, I want to see how organized this thing is. And what I find is that these guys are walking, and they have these sheets of paper, and it says, be here at 10 o'clock, be here at 10:15, be here at 10:30, be here at 11 o'clock, be there, be there, be there, yada, yada, yada. And then these mobs go, and they go from one place to another place to another place. The press is already there. The press is there waiting. They're all standing around going, yeah, the mob is going to be here destroying this whole place. There's no police presence. They just let them do whatever they want to do. And everybody knows where they're going to be and what they're going to do. And they bring in, you know, They bring in, I don't know, these mannequins of Benjamin Netanyahu and people wearing American flags and people wearing Jewish flags. And then they set them on fire and they say, death to the Jews, death to America, death to this. And then they just start spray painting, you know, the Liberty Bell and trying to destroy it and all kinds of stuff. They take down the American flag off of Capitol Hill and nobody stops them. And then they set it on fire.
Is that where you got kicked out also?
That is where I got kicked out. And so we're standing out there minding our own business, and we're just standing out there. I'm just literally just standing out there watching this thing. And then a cop pulls up, another cop pulls up. I think, thank God the police are here. Like, yay, the police are here. So when the first cop got out, I told him, I said, hey, thank you so much for being here, officer. Thank you. And he said, you're welcome. Then he went straight to my security guard and they're like, are you carrying a gun? And he's like, yeah, I'm carrying a gun. And he said, what's your license? Well, we are licensed to carry guns in all 50 states. We're licensed to carry guns in state parks and national parks.
Yes.
We have the highest license that you could have. Mm-hmm. All of my security team actually has that. And the guy said, that doesn't work here. And he said, how does it not work here? And he said, the Palestinian protesters have a permit that will not allow any security to be around them for 1,000 feet.
Mm. Wow.
That
permit works in each area they went to. It's not just
one.
Yeah.
It follows them everywhere. Wherever they go. Where the mob goes.
No one is allowed to defend themselves. No one is allowed to address the threat. No one, because they have a permit, a government sanctioned permit to do that.
Wow.
That takes great authority
Great authority. Yeah. It sure does. I mean, dude, these guys have had to go, all of my security team, they have had to go to school. They are all ex police officers. Mm-hmm. They've had to get license. These guys are bussed in and they have the highest permit that you can have in the United States of America that will not allow us to constitutionally carry a weapon.
Lord Jesus. Lord help us.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah. Listen. Yeah. Listen, guys, whatever you think it is, you need to know this. It is more organized and it is more well-funded than you can imagine. Now I'm going to speak to all the Christians out there. You Christian clowns that are saying you don't believe in organized Christianity, you better believe in organized demonic activity because it is well-organized today. And all of these people that are in the body of Jesus are like, we don't think the church, you know, is any big deal, and we don't believe in organized Christianity. We don't believe in that. You're part of the problem. Mm-hmm. You're actually part of the problem, and I'm not trying to make friends with you, so I don't care. Our nation is falling to pieces, and the church has to be the church. If socialism is going to be beat in Venezuela, the church has to be organized, and they are organized today. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. If the church is going to make a difference at the Olympics, the church has to be organized.
Yes.
We had to be in unity and we had to be organized. Mm-hmm. I could go on and on and on, but guys, I'm telling you right here, right now, that I was looking for the church. I was out there looking. I was like, I'll find the Christians that are standing with Israel. Couldn't find them.
Wow.
Couldn't find them. They ran off scared if they were there, or they were so disorganized that when the hordes of this demonic entity came in with that spirit of destruction that actually came in with them, it was so much more organized. It overwhelmed the godly people and they were forced to leave.
Wow.
Then the police showed up because they reported us to the police. Mind you, the police could not keep these people from destroying Washington, D.C., making all kinds of terroristic threats, but they showed up to get us out of the park because they didn't want us being there. And then we literally got kicked out. And we weren't doing anything. And we were actually thanking the police. We were actually, you know, we weren't saying anything hostile at all. They just recognized we weren't of their spirit and they didn't want us there. Wow. And the police, they called the police and the police came and enforced that. Well, I wonder why they didn't enforce all the people that called the police and said they're destroying the Liberty Bell. They're burning our flags. They're taking them down. They're writing all over everything. They're threatening Jewish people's lives. They didn't show up to defend those people that called the police. But they showed up to defend the people, the pro-Palestinian protesters, and because we're such a threat, because Leanna is such a terrible threat, because Shay is such a terrible threat.
Wow.
So, guys, when I tell you this, listen, I'm not afraid. And I've been a part of scary things for a long, long time. And here's what I'm going to tell you. That mob that was there is not scary. Mm-hmm. They look a lot more scary on television than they actually are. Mm-hmm. All they have to have is somebody stand up to them. That's it. Mm-hmm. What is scary is the level of cooperation that they have from the government that they are trying to destroy. And what is also scary is the lack of organized church in the midst of all that. That is scary to me. And I was looking for them. I was looking, I'm like, okay, the body of Jesus known for a long time that Benjamin Netanyahu was going to be preaching here. Okay, where are the people? Where is the show of the body of Jesus from this region to say we stand with Israel?
Yeah.
They weren't there. How about them apples?
It makes me want to get tidy and be, okay, God, I want to be organized. Like, this is what we're all about. This is why we do what we do. This is why we have our meetings. This is why we get together. And it's an encouragement to actually, it's awesome to live in Texas, but we need that in Washington, D.C.
We do. And I mean, and there's some great churches there. I actually preached at one of them, you know, Pastor Davis Church, Redemption House. Gosh almighty, what an incredible church it is. About an hour away from D.C. But I mean, I would think, you know, again, when I was at the Bible Museum, I saw what organized Christians can do. The Green family that owns Hobby Lobby, they're the ones that took on that. And it is a five-story building, a multi-million dollar demonstration of how powerful the Word of God is. And it is with such excellence. It is so amazing. Impressive. It is like wowzers. But really, guys, what I can see is that there is, everybody thinks that, number one, everybody thinks that the gospel is about being saved in Western Christianity, and it's not. It's about the kingdom.
Amen.
The benefit of the kingdom is getting saved. But Jesus did not say, and this gospel of salvation shall be preached throughout the world, and then the end will come. No, he said, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached. Number one, people don't understand kingdom. Number two, people are cowards. Christians are cowards. They're easily intimidated by loud, scary voices, right? Number three, they think that the grace of God is a green light to be lazy and unconnected within the body of King Jesus.
Your Sunday sermon was so good when you said that you have to be willing to engage. Like, you can't, you talked about how our culture has lied to us that, oh, people don't engage, people don't interact. It's okay to just go by and not have a conversation. And you talked about being in Washington and going through different elevator rides, and you were intentional to speak to people. And through those types of interactions, that's how you get to see the kingdom made manifest.
Wow.
And yeah, I think that that's so spot on, is that we are a culture where it's like, you know what? We stick with our individualism.
Are y'all hearing this spike that is in her audio?
It's not spike.
It's my bracelet. Okay. Sorry.
Very good. Yeah. No, nope, that's good. That's good.
It's my bracelet.
Okay.
But yeah, like, we are a culture of individualism and we're not so much about community. And I think that feeds into why we aren't as united as these demonic agendas and forces that are coming against our nation and coming against the culture and trying to change it to their own vision, their own system.
Yep. Yeah, man, exactly. I think that is so good. It's whenever we left DC, I came back to Texas because I had to preach on Sunday, but my team went down to Mexico City because we just rescued these six kids that week. We have rescued 16 kids in 15 days as of last Friday. We'd rescued 16 children in 15 days. That's phenomenal.
Yes.
And if I can just say this, if I can say this for all of my partners and for everybody that is a part of Troy Broom Ministries and for everybody that has taken the cause, for everybody that gives, for everybody that stands with us, I went to Capitol Hill and I was there for 3 days. I went to a CPAC meeting and I was there. I was around world famous ministries. And I want to just tell you, most people's ministries of fighting trafficking is about awareness, meaning they get in front of cameras and they talk about it. But they can't tell you a single kid that they've ever rescued.
Wow.
Not one.
Oh, whoa.
And they are multi-million dollar ministries. And I didn't talk to one ministry that has rescued 100 kids. We've rescued 11,000 kids. Jesus. And I'm not saying we're a big deal. What I'm saying is people don't take this seriously.
Correct.
Because it requires great sacrifice upon your part. It requires incredible sacrifice. And so, man, whenever, you know, when I say that we've rescued 11,000 kids, I mean, that is actually a very conservative number because we didn't actually start counting until 2016. Mm. And we've been doing this since 1995. And, you know, or at least the church has been around since 1995. And we were involved in missions and rescues before that. But I'm just like, okay, what I see is a lot of people like, I want to stand with the good guys, but I don't want to live the life of standing with the good guys. Mm-hmm. Well, my team, though we were exhausted, though everybody was worn out, though everybody had another place to go as soon as they got back, they packed up, they got a plane from DC, they went down to Washington, to Mexico City. They got down there, and because we looked into, hey, we need to partner. We heard that there's a boys' home there, and we're like, hey, we need to look at additional homes because, you know, we just built our Cancun house. Mm-hmm. You've been there, Ben. You know what that place is.
I do. It's beautiful.
And it is beautiful. Okay, well, it's at full capacity.
Wow.
We filled it up. Wow. I mean, it's at full capacity.
Took us, what, 2 months?
Yeah. So now we're going to have to build another one. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to have to be in compliance. It's going to cost another $500,000 is what that costs. Yes, ma'am.
Per year.
And it's like, okay, we're going to have to do that. And here we go. Let's go. And so for most people that love the idea of, you know, we've all talked about this at this table. Mm-hmm. It's very popular to hate the idea of slavery that has been here in the United States, and as it should be. I mean, the scar of slavery on this great nation has hurt this country so much. And the racist spirit that has lived in this nation on every racial front that you can imagine is so real, and it has to be confronted. Now that I've said that, if you hate slavery 200 years ago, so what? Mm-hmm. I don't care if you hate slavery 200 years ago. What I care about is this. Are you willing to rescue a slave now?
Yeah.
And if you're not, then shut up. What's your outrage all about? Mm-hmm. You know, if you're not going to be outraged over it now, then why would you be outraged over people being enslaved 200 years ago?
Yeah.
Because this is on your watch now. And now you're going to have to join the rest of the body of Jesus and the long line of abolitionists that have lived throughout the centuries of every race and every culture and every denomination. And now you're going to have to lay it down in order to make this happen. And it is not easy. No. So our team goes down there. Connie, we rescued two little boys last week. And I know that you know about it. And they're 16-year-old boys. Mm-hmm. They literally come from, I'm talking about true, I mean, they were true slaves.
Right.
Yeah.
And when we got them, the thing that we were talking about whenever we got them, by the way, they had to move them from another state. They had to move these guys from over 1,500 miles to put them in our home because we're the only home there for trafficked boys. Mm-mm. Where are the other thousands of homes between our home and where these boys come from? How many churches are there? Oh, and then this is them
right now
after we actually rescued them.
Look at their smile.
I mean, they're completely different. Mm-hmm. And they're set free. And they're dreaming about their life. Bill and Swanmi was telling me about it. Like, they're talking about their future. One was like, man, I want to drive a truck. I want to drive a big old truck. He wants to be free. He wants to drive a truck all over the country. And he's like, man, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to get a car, man. I want to do that. And I mean, just a week ago, all they were talking about is please don't molest me. Mm-hmm. And let me get through this day. Okay, well, body of Jesus, rise up. Amen. We can do better than this. Mm-hmm. So we go to investigate. We go to investigate this house and investigate what's going on. And what's real is we're having to make changes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's huge obstacles involved. And we're taking this thing over for, you know, the financial responsibility of it. And first and foremost is we looked at, you know, the home that was being provided and it wasn't in compliance. We're going to bring it into compliance. And number two, I wouldn't put my grandkids in it. If I won't put my grandkids in it, yes, I'm not going to put these boys in it. So we were talking about the challenges, you know, that was actually involved in it. And like, okay, we can do better than this. Mm-hmm. Let's step up and let's do this.
Yeah.
Friends, I want to just tell you this. Do you know what we just said yes to in doing that? $40,000 a month.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. It's not easy. Now, what that's going to do is that will allow the Mexican government to rescue a ton of boys, which they could. They could. But you got to make them.
Yep.
And then whenever they rescue them, they'll actually put a ton more kids into this thing. But there's just no boys' homes. There's just, as far as I know, we have the only boys' home for trafficked kids in all of Mexico, as far as I know. That is in compliance with the government. That's how little effort there is. There's a lot of mouth out there, mm-hmm. man, and there's a lot of lights and cameras and makeup, but there's very little action. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to be a people of faith, we're going to live in the book of Acts, not in the book of words. Mm. And I think I'll say more about that as we go behind the veil.
I'm about to say it's time for us to move on back there.
Well,
before we do though, guys, you really have been helping us in a huge way. And mm-hmm. there's been a couple of y'all that have given. One person gave $5,000 last week, mm-hmm. and this other amazing person gave $35,000.
Yeah, we had a $35,000 gift last week.
So y'all crazy. Are
That's awesome. Absolutely
yeah,
crazy.
And we have a lot of ministries. If I could read some off, Pastor Troy, Rod Parsley and Ohio World Harvest Church. Thank you so much. Brian Bolt, City Reach Church. Where are they at?
Brian Bolt is in Whittier, California. Wow. What an amazing ministry.
Daystar. Thank you. Got TV. Yep. We have Pastor Whittington, Redemption House Life Center. You were just there in Maryland, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Alan DiDio, Encounter Ministries, Patricia King. We love her. Darren Stott, and he is
He's in Seattle.
He did Seattle. Newcastle.
Okay, yeah, and Joseph Z. And these are just a few of the ministry that have partnered with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and because what happens is, Ben, they get to know us. Mm-hmm. And then when they find out, that everybody thinks they know what we're doing. And then when they find out what mm-hmm. they're doing, they're like, wowzers.
I think this is a really good point to actually go on a mission trip. Because until you're there and you see, like, wow, okay, I understand what Pastor Troy is saying. I understand what Open Door is doing. Mm-hmm. I understand what TBM is about. I understand why we have ODX. Like, you have to be there to know. I don't know. That's just something that I realized.
Well, guys, evil is well-funded. Mm-hmm. And that's what Ron Carpenter said to me when I was when I was in Ohio with Pastor Rod in the Dominion camp meeting. He pointed at me and said, evil is well-funded. You need to be well-funded. And I said, you're right, I do. So guys, stand with us. With us. And when you do stand with us, be sure and ask for the study guide and all the other gifts that actually go with this on my brand new book, my brand new study guide, Angels, Demons, and Nephilim. Right on. Yes. Guys, you can actually, if you want to write in a gift, you can do that to P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas, 76097. Man, mm-hmm. look at that address right there. Yes. And be sure and write an encouraging word on there or tell us how you're praying for us. And one of the things that I think is really cool is when people actually send in a mail-in gift, a lot of times people will put a card for one of our rescue kids. Now, look, you're not going to know who it's going to go to, but you just write an encouraging word and you write a scripture and mail that in. And whenever I go on these trips, I mm-hmm. take a big old stack of them with me and I give them to girls and I give them to boys. Mm-hmm. And that's such a cool thing, man, to do. So I encourage you guys to do that. You can also call the number 877-413-0888. It's right in there, right on. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you can also always find all this stuff and you can stand with us mm-hmm. by going to odx.tv.
Yes, sir.
So you guys finish up here. What do you guys want to finish up? And let's do this very quickly, and then let's go behind the veil. Exclusive from my Stage 2 and Stage 3 people. And don't forget, today at 6 o'clock, all my Stage mm-hmm. 3 peeps, man, I'm going to be talking about angels, demons, and the Nephilim exclusively just with y'all. The chat room will be open. You and I are going to chat back and forth. And I'm just going to let this cat out of the bag. Here pretty quick, we're about to start doing a Zoom thing with our Stage 3 people. Or we can actually see each other. We can hear each other. I can push the button and then there you are. Everybody sees each other. We all mm-hmm. wave at each other as we go through topics of discussion. And as I mentor you, Leanna is going to be joining me for a bunch of those things. It's going to be a hoot. Mm-hmm. So join me tonight at 6 p.m. Okay, how do we finish up here before we go behind the veil?
You actually touched on exactly what I was going to remind everyone about is the exclusive today at 6 p.m.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you covered my thing too of calling number 877-413-0888. And then join us behind the veil today because we are about to talk about the Olympics.
It's
going
to be awesome. And don't forget to like.
About the Olympics. So we got a bunch of pictures and we got a lot of things to say about mm-hmm. it too. And we're going to do that.
So like, share, and comment on your social media. And there's a banner going through the odx.tv of our phone number, our email, our support group. Also, where to call us at. So if you missed all those phone numbers and those addresses, it is on the screen. I think that's it.
I want to tell you, hey, Liz Mel, I see you on here. You got an excellent comment. You say, the church is in the body of Christ, has to be organized. Yes. However, we do not need to be a lukewarm church. Mm. Okay. The Amen. Reason we're not organized is because it's lukewarm, because people are not all the way in.
Wow.
That's yeah. Good. Listen, it's not lukewarm people that jump in and start screaming like a daggone Comanche Indian, taking mm-hmm. on hell with a water pistol. That's not lukewarm people. And that's not you either, by the way. And that is awesome. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Let me see what else I can find on here. I'm looking through these things. How does the church get organized? Seems to me the only church that appears organized is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Should we become watchers watching them to learn or more, whatever? Wow. I want to tell you, man, we could learn a lot from those cats.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to just hear me say that. There's a lot of things we could learn from the Catholic Church. Like what? Mm-hmm. There's only been 3 church splits in the history of the Catholic Church. We could learn that. Yeah. Meaning this, we do not form mobs against each other.
Correct.
And the Catholic Church has been ran by the devil, and they still haven't done church. They still haven't done church splits. Oh, listen.
That was good. That was good.
There's a lot of things. There's a lot of things that we can learn from the Mormons as well. It is a part of their culture, a part of their family, a part of their everyday life to be a part of what their understanding of the kingdom is. Obviously, I do not agree with that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I do not sign up for that. I'm a Jesus guy. I think that goes without saying. However, I do want to tell you this. Mormons make great Americans.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Mormons mm-hmm. make great Americans. I'm not at war with the Mormons. I just want to see them get saved. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Amen.
But they make great Americans. They make great family people. You know, mm-hmm. there's, I have a ton of Mormon friends and like, you can't, no, you can't because you're religious and your pansy Christianity doesn't allow for it.
So, all right. Let's go behind the veil.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go behind the veil. Hallelujah.
Oh, wait. Right before we do, I want to let everyone know that tomorrow's guest is going to be Fanchon Stinger. And she has her ministry is Grit and Grace Ministries. And she does a lot with the PBR in the Stockyards here in Fort Worth. So make sure that you tune in tomorrow to catch her. She'll be here in person. So it's going to be really, really fun.
Okay.
Let me get on this camera here. When I eat a York peppermint patty, it's like a cool breeze blowing through my hair. Okay.
You should do more commercials like that.
I need to do some York peppermint patty commercials.
Mm-hmm. Do the alpaca one real quick.
The alpaca. Yeah. I found friendship in my alpaca. God, that is
do y'all remember those infomercials?
That's the most shameful. Why? That's the most shameful commercial I've ever heard of. I finally found companionship through my alpaca. Get a girlfriend, dude. Be a man.
Remember, this has elevated my gaming experience.
Yes. Oh my God. Okay, guys. Okay. So we're going to go behind the veil. So if you're on stage 2 or if you're on stage 3, hang tight. I'll be right back here with you. God bless you so much, my friends. Bye-bye, everybody.